So we thank you for coming to our show and coming on live and sharing. It's always a blessing and a privilege to have you. And have a great and wonderful rest of your week and weekend.
I thank you very much. I give all my respect and gratitude to you, your co-worker, and all your lovely listeners around the world. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. And bye for now.
Bye.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Salar, and just always an honor to have him on our show and have his words and his wisdom. So we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my God, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and that was Salar, our last guest there, and it was an honor to have him come with us, and we're going to carry on with our program. We're going to get to the song of the week of Shkwait Shachlach, and it's from Opus, and Live is Life, and it's pretty awesome, special song. Enjoy, everyone.
Yeah.
and that was special. That was a really great uplifting song, and that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach. And for people that, out there that doesn't know Shkwait, he's my brother. He's from Gwaishkina, BC. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the forest fires of 2 years ago and the big flood of 2 years ago. And he's managed to survive all that and continue and get stronger as he's going through his life of struggles. But he's a huge inspiration for myself and people all over the world that know his story. And it's just special to have him on our program with us today. How are you doing, Shkwait?
Oh, I'm doing as good as can be, well as can be.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind being 100%, but getting there slowly.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a very wonderful, uplifting song that you picked, and our subject is on positive reinforcement, and we'd love to hear your what you have to say on positive reinforcement.
To think about it for a bit there, because, you know, all I could think of right off the top is, we're not dogs. You know, get a treat after. Not barking at a cat or something. But then, you know, as we're working and growing, we do need positive reinforcement. And the thing is, it can be overdone, eh? Mm. And then it becomes, what do they call that? It's just the thought of the term.
Just when you overuse
it. Yeah, when you expect it, even though you didn't perform the task. I had the name at the tip of my tongue, but yeah, you know, that's if you do it too repetitive, you gotta kind of
loses it.
Up.
Yeah, loses yeah. its effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah. You know, then entitled. Then we start to feel entitled for the reward. Even though we didn't do the function that usually brings the reward. So we can't let ourselves get sucked into entitlement. You know. So, yeah. So, you know, that's... Because, you know, we do see it out there, people getting rewarded for doing the same thing over and over, and then before you know it, they're expecting that reward for not doing what they're supposed to, you know.
It's so true.
We really get entitled.
Yeah, it's so true. You can see that a lot in sports. There's a lot of, like even some sports. Superstars, they just get it so much given to them on a golden platter, and then after a while you can see the decline in their performances, and
it goes to their head.
Yeah, and they're just getting all these millions of dollars, and then they're not able to perform when the time comes. So we gotta watch ourselves and learn and realize that positive reinforcement isn't entitlement that we all should just get. It's got to come from energy, hard work, and just performing as best as we can. And then when people join us, it just reinforces what we're doing. So, yeah, that's very special and wise that you've have that insight. And it's always great to have you on our program and share your knowledge and wisdom with us, and it's just very appreciated.
Yeah, you're welcome there at the studio and the listeners here and abroad. Guys inspire me to try to think I'm a knowledgeable person.
Well, you've sure come through some big, hard traumas in your life, and it's always an inspiration just to know, like, what made you tick and what got you to this point in your life. And it's a special time for all of us to learn and see what you've done and accomplished, and we can try to join along in that struggle and getting overcoming the great feats that we have to accomplish in our lives. And it's always a good inspiration for me to come on the program and just be encouraged by all of you that come to the show, join us as co-hosts, and just real special time. So we thank you for all the time and efforts that you bring to our program.
Yes, you're welcome. My pleasure to do so.
Yeah, thank you so much, and I guess we're going to have to let you go for now and continue on your rise in your health and production and your life. So we're going to have to say bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye for now.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shkwait Shakhlech from Gwaishkana, BC. And we're going to continue on with our program, and we're going to get to Lady Faima coming up next, but we're going to play a special song for her right now from Electric Citizen, and this is Light Years Beyond. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. That was Electric Citizen and Light Years Beyond. And I always thought I was going to call Lady Faima to catch me up, but she's light years beyond me all the time. So, and that's what this song reminded me of. So we have Lady Faima with us. How are you doing, Lady Faima?
Hello, hello, dear Chief and the respected, wonderful team that they accompany among us. And my love and respect to all your listeners, especially to the students, a student of Simon Fraser University. They are shining in the world.
Yes, absolutely. And we thank you for joining us live, and we also thank you for the wonderful work that you've done in bringing Dr. Akvan to us. And I did want to announce that we are going to be playing part of the program that we recorded with him in the studio. We're not going to, yeah, we're not going to play the whole thing because it's pretty long. So we're going to break it up into pieces and play some of his wonderful interview along with some special music picked out for him. So that's coming up in the next few episodes. But first, we're going to get to our subject of this week, which is positive reinforcement. And we'd love to hear what you have on that.
You, dear Chief, you already said it. I can't go beyond us because it's beyond by having Dr. Payam Akhavan, international lawyers. What a privilege he accepted with all busy, tight schedule. He accepted to come down, you know, with us, sit with you at the same table, face to face, heart to heart, and talk about the justice. This is the beauty of the humanity. And this is the greatest example, especially for the positive enforcement. I always don't see myself alone if I'm stepping up and doing or one action of the positivity. All in my mind and in my heart, the whole team accompany this station. You're all with me. I'm not alone in any positive action or positive, movement. We are all together as different nations, and we act as one nation, one body. And this is the beauty of enforcement, positive enforcement. The definition of this vocabulary is coming from Oxford language. It means strength, support, add, and teach a new skill that increase the appropriate behavior of ours. And increase the power of something by making it bigger. And the great example of this radio, cinema, TV, these three figures are the most powerful figures in the world, not only in the society, in the world. And the smallest example that I can provide to the three voices of this station, that these three voices was very small, started small, but they never, from the beginning, they didn't measure. We don't have the measure cup to measure anything. We don't carry the scale in our pocket to weigh down which what whatsoever.
Yeah.
What I notice, it brings us at one table as a circle of unity, truly. Because we are acting and thinking for one purpose, and that purpose is the victory, is the peace, harmony, and diversity. These are the figures is being written ill within us is within our soul. That's why this small radio station, it became international radio station. Even though we are having 1 hour program, but it's so positive that it brings, you know, a remedy to the society, a solution to the society. And above all, that we recognized that the message of our heart, our action, is totally based, regardless of what background we are coming, is based on the peace, is the base of the respect, is based of accepting one another, not to judge one another.
Mm-hmm.
And the positive enforcement is a medicine for the humanity.
Mm.
And this medicine has been practiced for a very long time by a landowner of the country, indigenous people, aboriginal people, respected, red and brave nation, that they are all listening to us at the reservation. We are learning from you, and we are eager to learn. We have a long way in the history to pass it on to each other, to the new generation of the student, that they are presently students. And tomorrow, they are taking many seats to the positivity action to really lead the country toward in the peace and harmony as we believe.
Beautiful.
And this positive enforcement, which it is a medicine for the humanity, Canada is the only place in the world, it has been in the past, till now is present in the world, practicing, and we are all believers. That's why this blessed land receiving so many as a refugee, as a citizen, new immigrants, is not because of the hardship, because they landed here, because the great reason, they love to be here. And this is love is leading us to be landed on this blessed land. And I wish you the wonderful journey in your life. All of you respected listeners across the country and outside of the country. And I wish the peace for the world. Thank you very much for having me.
Wow, wonderful, very wonderful, empowering words. It's energy that we wait for all week, at least I do anyway. I just look forward to it every single week. I'm just so excited to be on this program and with all of you and get to hear and learn from all you special people that I get to co-host with. And it's just an amazing time and such a blessing to have you and add your positive reinforcement to us. It's just special and amazing, and we really thank you and appreciate you for coming on live and sharing with us. And we know that you're always pretty busy, so we know we're going to have to let you go and have a super awesome, great rest of your week and weekend, and lots of love to you, and we're going to have to say bye for now.
Yes, bye-bye now.
Yeah, thank you so much, yeah.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady Faima from Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, and she's our production manager, and it's just an awesome, she's so special.
Yes.
So we're going to have to say bye for now to all our listeners out there, and we're going to say goodbye to you guys with some Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis, and it's a special song, and it's their song called I'm Coming Home. So we're going to leave you guys with that. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices here at CJSF 90.1 FM. And you guys have a great and special week and weekend. And we're looking forward to bringing you another program next Thursday. Yeah. And, and we've got to say happy birthday to...
Oh, yeah, Steve Smith.
Yeah, Steve Smith.
Minnetonka Park Association.
Yeah, yeah. So happy birthday, man. And don't fall off the ladder. So here's Kitty Daisy and Lewis. I'm coming home. Thank you, everyone. Enjoy.
Gonna love me, but I'm going home. I left my baby all alone, and I didn't.